Southland band playing rocky top. Hour number three brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Makes a hair on the back of my neck. Go to TVACreditUnion.com for all the information on how to join and become a member. Tell them you heard about them right here on 3 and Out. The official credit union of 3 and Out is the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. TVACreditUnion.com. Hmm. 60% of the United States population is under 50 years old. That's an interesting spin job.
What'd you say? Strong.
60% of the United States population is under 50. So the majority of the population dies more from the flu than from coronavirus. Hmm. Which I agree is kind of spinning it. I'm not saying, like, spinning something's not always bad. It's just important to understand the facts and how they're spun, and then that, and be intelligent about it, right? So anyway, just throwing that out there.
Can we all just get along?
You have. You've tried to be fun in that. Tried to be so good. I think people are snapping. I think
could be
the Tiger, Tom, Peyton, Phil thing. 2 days too late. I think we needed it Wednesday. Thursday.
Like this Friday.
This was it.
You could just see that Memorial Day weekend. Was good. But it's just like you just couldn't hold off for those few hours.
Just couldn't make it. Just couldn't get there.
Oh, man. I just now realized next time for us to talk about that will
be Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of mad about that, too. It's like you're setting us up to go radio silent for 4 days and not be able to defend ourselves.
I can leave it set up for you, Houston, if you want to come in on Monday by yourself and do a show. I can make that happen.
I'll come in with you, Houston. I'll co-host or produce. I don't care.
I'm sleeping, and I'm just letting you all know that right now.
Just when I thought I was out. Yeah, pull me back. Just cruising through quarantine.
Just when I thought you couldn't do anything more dumb.
Totally. That's the inspiration for Optimism Tuesday. To totally redeem yourself.
Is it really?
Voice.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not how he says it.
I know, but that's how I hear it.
Okay.
You go and totally redeem yourself. How would you say he says it?
You would set this up before a week where we will not have an Optimism Tuesday.
That's true.
It's going to be Wild Wednesday. Wreck'em Wednesday. Mm. Gosh.
Why is Troy sending you pictures on the slider? You're in your Feed the Fool shirt.
I think that was in response to my "Can't we all just get along?" When Davey was choking on fish.
Davey's about to puke.
And I'm ready to die eating those slimes.
And you get the meat sweat.
Feed the bull. Rest
in peace.
I think
that's Troy's most posted pic.
Yeah.
Don't worry, man. Keep it coming. It makes me laugh every time.
Yeah, that's a good one.
My level of misery in this picture.
The look on your face.
That's up there with the Big Chungus picture for me.
Big Chungus.
They suck.
Will, are you worried that you might die from Coach Doug's putting up 50 burgers?
I mean, we're all going to die someday. Might as well die from getting enjoyment and watching sports than dying from just sitting on my couch or dying from COVID.
He'll be fine. The supersize me guy.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, this is going to be bad now.
Brian Rice
got way worse.
Isn't going to like this.
Oh, God. I cannot believe the timing. How did this just happen?
Please inform us, Nate.
I'm tweeting from the station.
God. No.
Oh, yes. I have something to listen to on
drive
home.
Oh, God. Oh, this is not going well. For those interested, the new episode of The Slice, which is Tennessee football's official podcast,
like the real one, like from the Tennessee football account,
will have Barstool Big Cat on. Oh, no, it's released, it's out now. They've already listened to it.
We'd appreciate it if you do it over the weekend while we're not live, and you know.
Oh God!
I went ahead and tagged Brian so he'd see it.
What are you doing? I'm just having to know.
I quote tweeted from the station account. It's a state-run radio. Not like this.
Put that in a post so we can at least get some clicks off of it.
Yeah. No, you need. I need this post. ASAP.
I got you.
You need to get started.
I just said, hey.
He's getting out the laptop. Seriously. I mean,
I just wanted you to link the podcast in a post we got. It's the most clicks we'll ever get from Tennessee football.
Yeah, do that too. Put Put that tweet put that tweet in the post you're, or maybe make two posts.
Three, four, five.
Yeah.
It's a long weekend, man. That's true. We're going to need those clicks.
37.
At this point, it just feels like Tennessee football is trolling WNML.
Right, right.
Like, they could have waited and released this tonight, and it's like, oh, they're talking about it on Twitter?
Yeah, 9:08 seems like a weird time to release a podcast.
Like, was the social media manager for the Tennessee account listening to this show?
Fan Run Radio. I know
following
there's a lot,
along on Twitter.
We know a lot of people over there.
They kind of can't admit that they listen. You know, they can't go public.
No, we know. No. We know people.
You work
there,
for the university.
Us.
You're not allowed to say you listen to Fan Run. That feels like that's a flaming arrow. I'm glad I'm on this side of it. I'm glad.
What's their at?
Who?
Animal.
I don't know. I don't follow them. I think I blocked them.
I'm looking it up.
I think you might have blocked them.
Yeah, I did. I got it. I think. Oh, no. That's a different one.
Just feels like.
You want it?
Yeah.
At Sports Radio WNML.
Thanks.
Oh, creative. Good one, guys.
I mean, ours is Fox Sports.
I'm not going to come at them for that. They can
but
have
that one flows off the tongue and like seems so much cooler. Fox Sports Knoxville. Sports Radio, WNML.
Well, they,
it's easy for their demographic.
Fair enough.
I really didn't want to fight anyone today.
I only got an hour left.
Not even that. Big cat in the balls. Oh, my gosh. This is not going to end.
They brought the Pardon My Take guys into LSU before their run started.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
When they went in with Coach O?
Yeah. I mean, that was, that was a big thing.
How do you think Pruitt would do on a Pardon My Take podcast?
Amazing.
You think so, seriously?
Absolutely amazing.
He would be like king football guy, right?
Oh, for sure. Oh, have you not seen him get interviewed on like just SEC Network and he's pretty funny and tells some good stories? Imagine people who are actually trying to be creative and jog his memory about those things.
I feel like he has the staff that would prep him pretty well too.
That's what I don't want. I want him to go in and be, forgive the pun, let his hair down. I want him to just have fun.
When I say prep him, I mean let them know ahead of time, hey, be all right to just let loose. Like, don't be uptight. They're going to ask you ridiculous questions. Just go with it.
Right.
I think they would prep him for the questions that he's about to be asked, not like a press conference, like who's starting on Saturday. They would prep him with questions about like, did you really not know what asparagus was?
What's the most football guy thing you've ever done? I don't know. I feel like some guys are football guys and they're like still fun. I just don't like. Is Pruitt such a football guy that?
No, I think he'd be fun.
Okay.
He's such a football guy. He barely has to let his hair down to be really entertaining. You know what I mean? Like if he lets his hair down at all, it's kind of like the low bar.
Mm.
Like you have a super low bar for Jeremy Pruitt being an entertainer. Because we don't care. I mean, that's Sideshow 101, right? Like, we don't care. If you want to be as boring as Nick Saban and win us a bunch of national championships, we're fine with that.
I also don't think a lot of people can compete with Coach O being on a podcast. Just his voice in general gives him a ton of points on top of it.
And he's just crazy.
Yeah. He does have a lot of great stories.
I went ahead and tweeted that for you.
Thank you for tagging me in it.
No problem.
And saying that I asked the question.
You did. It was your question. I thought it was a great one.
No, but thanks for putting it out on Twitter. It's great.
No problem.
Just put me in the crosshairs. I was out, and now you're pulling me back into the lion's den.
I mean, I would hate for people to just...
lock it up.
...happen to call in to WNML today and get their thoughts on Coach Duggs, but obviously set it up as maybe a troll going in there. I would hate for that to happen. I want you to get your thoughts on Tennessee's latest recruiting.
What's their phone number?
Maybe we should call
him. No. It's Dave from Lexington. How many recruits has Coach Duggerton got us yet?
You're our voices guy. You could do all their regular callers, but ask about Duggs every time. Just be confused about him every time. Did we fire Coach Pruitt?
Hey, I've seen all these posts
that's
about...
probably why they hate it, because they're having to answer questions like that, because their fans, the people who listen to them, for some of them, no offense, but it's, you know.
I've seen all these posts about Coach Doug, but ain't one post been about Coach Pruitt being fired. I don't know if it's real or not.
Is he the new all-line coach?
Strength
he coaches. He coaches a video game. Oh, what?
It's NCAA 14. What? 14 what?
That's why 14? People like that don't like it. It's because they got legitimately confused and still don't have answers because they're bad at the internet. They don't have social media, so they're like, what is this Duggerton thing? What's
they're
going
like,
on? This
like,
is embarrassing. It's not that they know it's embarrassing. They are worried it might be embarrassing, so they just call it embarrassing.
Bring the show full circle and going back to the office. They're like Michael Scott hoping to one day be part of the inside joke.
Yeah.
I just... None of it makes sense. Can't we all just go...
I can't believe they dropped that podcast as we were talking about it. I mean, you're right. Like, that doesn't even seem scheduled. Who would schedule a tweet at 9:07?
A.M.
I don't know. I used to do that with some of the station stuff just to make it seem like it wasn't scheduled.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 9 o'clock is supposed to be a great time.
Isn't 9 o'clock when Brian's show starts? So they were like, here's something to listen to at 9? No,
Chris has entered the chat.
No. I'm just saying, like, of all the time, it's like a big, oh, you don't like Duggerton? You don't like it? Oh, well, your show starts now? Podcast!
I need help with Leroy Jenkins thing. Matt said that video. I had not seen that video.
It was a World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Clip back in the early days of streaming your online games.
All right.
This was early YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, man, people, it was like 2006.
People take it seriously.
Yeah.
You know, they spend all this time building their characters and getting, forgive me, I may be mistaken, but weapons, magic spells,
05.
Strategy. Wow. And you get together in a big group, and you come up with this plan, and you're going to storm the castle kind of thing. And so all these people are so serious. They're like, okay, you're going to use this charm, and I'm going to use this magic thing. And then this guy just gets in there, and he goes, all right, chumps, let's do this. Screams Leroy Jenkins, runs in, and, like, ruins their whole plan. And they're all like, oh, my God, what are you doing? No, 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 Leroy, no, no. And he's just in there just bleeping.
So they did that audio to JG at the goal line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to overcorrect you, Houston, but it's not really a game. It's an MMORPG, so.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything.
It was big enough Nate South Park did an entire episode around it.
It's the funniest episode of South Park of all time.
Actually, I have that on my phone if you guys want to watch it.
So. The whole episode?
Yeah, the whole episode.
One of the funniest episodes.
On my phone. It's
a fact. They actually didn't have that episode written until like.
You know what the G stands for in
game.
Okay, yeah. Just making sure you knew that the G did stand for game.
I'm on your side with that, Chris. That's pretty petty. That's like saying
massively multiplayer online role playing game.
Game, yeah. It's still a game. You just now defined it more.
Yeah. That's how those people take it, Nate. Like, it's not just a game.
It's like me saying, wow, this is the only one in the world. This is a great sport, or this is a great football game. Okay. Video game is a very branching term.
I think we found the generational gap between the four of us right now.
Hmm. All right. Fair enough.
I was in college. Like, what, you were a baby in 2005.
He said 05. I was 3.
Yeah.
All right. Where we are.
Oh, we're just children.
Hmm. All right, back to bashing WNML.
Nah, I just... but anyway, yeah, so basically everyone's trying to just kind of do their thing. And
Brian just spoiled it. He said it was staged.
Oh, that's a shame.
I assume everything I see that's funny on the internet is staged these days. Do you do that?
Do we really think it was staged?
Yeah, can't you just, like, put your actual thoughts out there, and then when everyone's, like, dunking on you, you're just like, guys, it was staged. This is not how I actually feel.
Well, yeah, you could do that. I just mean funny stuff. Every funny video I see, I just assume that they...
So then nothing at WNML staged?
I don't... I just... Tennessee football just dropped a podcast right as that... I don't know.
Staged.
Maybe.
Maybe staged. I don't know.
I can't. I don't know where to go after that. I'm just getting tweet after tweet after tweet. That I can't really read on the air. Well, at least the last one I can't. What, Will?
So I had a burger challenge eating contest yesterday, and it went low-key viral on Vol Twitter. One of a Big Cat's good friends and who hosts a gambling show at Barstool with him just retweeted it with comment it, and now it's going a little bit more viral at Barstool Big Cat. So,
did you make this a post? Let me back up.
You said Brian said it was staged. I thought you meant Brian Rice and that the podcast being dropped was all part of an elaborate scheme. You're saying that the Leroy Jenkins thing was staged.
No, when I said Brian, I meant Vol Asher.
Okay.
Brian. You were tagged in it, so I
hadn't seen it yet. I understand.
My bad. No, Brian was saying Leroy Jenkins was staged.
Mm.
Hence why there was so much confusion between you thinking I'm talking about sticks. I'm just talking about funny videos on the internet.
So that was staged? Like, that's the people freaking out knew?
He quote tweeted that. I don't know who this Kyle guy is, but...
You know. Kyle doesn't sound like a dude who plays video games.
He sounds like the investigative reporter that would expose that the Leroy Jenkins thing is fake, though, right?
Yeah, it does sound like a Kyle.
Mm-hmm, gotcha.
Hmm.
Yeah. Did you put your burger video in a post like you said you were going to?
I was about to, but no, I just tweeted it out because I didn't think...
It's going viral, well, just on Twitter.
Yeah, so I'll post it today. I'm sorry. I messed up on that one. Yeah. I didn't think it was going to go that viral. The video, I didn't think it turned out that great because there's like three more minutes of the video that I didn't get to post.
Because you had to eat some burgers.
Yeah, and so I didn't think it was going to get that big.
Did people
it was that
enjoy
funny.
Watching you eat all those sliders?
I did.
Okay.
If they did...
For the show, for the brand.
I didn't.
Yeah, we got that part of it. We understood that part. What are you upset? What are you stressing about
now? I was thinking about those sliders.
Oh, yeah. Do you think you'll be able to eat those this football
season? Yeah, it's probably been long enough.
I
don't want one right now, though.
I don't know.
Couldn't do it right now.
I'm hungry.
What? No.
Oh, Brian, Vol Asher Brian, says he has no idea if Kyle... is a legitimate take on it being fake or not. He was just providing the video so that I could watch it. So there you go. Uh-oh.
Big Cat liked SEC Mike's tweet.
Uh-oh. Big Cat's tweeting.
Oh, boy.
Imagine being mad about a video game that is fun and probably has real-life recruits watching or at least aware of it. Yeah, I'm gonna need that post quick. Well, put a rush on it. There's so many different angles. I mean,
as soon as this show's over or we have an open outlet and I can plug my laptop up, I will get right on that for you.
Yikes. We don't have an open outlet.
I don't want to unplug anything and mess the radio show up.
Check the surge protector down there. You're good to go.
Sounds good.
All right.
Well, my afternoon just got a lot more interesting. So.
Stuff Who I had to do today. Now I got a
John Price. It's just some random cat. Yeah. Just guy from Knoxville, Tennessee with 165 listeners.
Followers.
Mm. Rocky Top Doug's just
165 followers. Just
retweeted
just
as well.
Got the reply from Big Cat.
You hate to see it.
Yikes.
Tough day.
And started with a TNT tweet. Tell Tennessee Tom. Haven't been any baseball. We hadn't heard from him in a while.
I know. Soon enough.
Wonder if he's listening.
Soon enough. Probably not.
Tony Vitello's season getting cut short. Hope TNT's making it.
Yeah, but he
out
comes
there.
On the drive like once a week.
What do we want out of our media?
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios. Don't forget to check out Starch Madness on fanrunradio.com. Will Stevens is also working on the next blog post here, and then we got other stuff in the queue. Billy Wilford and the team been working on. Just saw your GIF. You're champing.
I'm holding back.
You're champing. I mean, you're doing your best. Oh, what is SEC Mike putting? Oh no. He screenshotted the. Yeah, he's educating SEC Mike's on our side. Apparently,
he normally is.
Apparently, just to talk about kind of other beasts and lighten the mood a little. Apparently, Aaron Torres went on the drive yesterday and roasted the national media that said there'll be no football, like, and kind of freaked out. And he has, I like the guy because he comes on our station a lot. Happy to promote his stuff as he helps us drive content and promote ours. Appreciate that. And secondly, like, I don't know, a lot of times when he just gives takes, like, they just make so much sense. And I feel like he's been kind of in that wheelhouse for a while. Like, why in the world would you, like, just pull down your pants and just all over your own livelihood? Like, I don't understand that at all. It's crazy.
What if WNML runs off to Coach Dougs?
Oh, my God.
Can't let it happen. Actually, that would probably be, like, the best thing in the world for us.
For us, yeah. Yeah, selfishly.
I don't want it to happen because I enjoy Coach Dougs, but Big Cat.
Planning on staying for 2 years.
Big Cat does another.
He's bolting after this one.
He's like, you know, the media, there's a certain.
What if Big Cat names Fox Sports Knoxville as the official flagship station of Coach Dougs?
I'm DMing him right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Talk. I am DMing somebody. That's a great idea.
No, don't. Let it happen naturally. If we beg for it, we look weird.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you could send it to our starting quarterback.
Shh. Damn it, Davey. I mean, oh, gosh.
Just to fill in the silence, there's a lot of people commenting on my
pregnant
Twitter
pause.
Then, and they're telling me I have a bad haircut. I know I have a bad haircut. Also, they're telling me I'm a frat guy. I'm going to Pellissippi. I'm not a frat guy. I just wanted to get those two things cleared.
Yeah, you could be ahead of the curve and start a frat at Pelly.
Oh. That might be the move.
Wait. We're bringing back double stripes?
Yeah, I don't know how I missed this. Double stripes on the uniforms this year. What do you think?
I don't like them.
Oh, I like them. I like the all white. I like the double stripes. I don't like the one wide stripe. That was the worst uniform in history. Now you just get me white cleats and socks and I'll be in.
I like the checkerboard pattern as it faded out.
I didn't hate it, but it just feels so Butch Jones to me that I can't get back in on board with that. But that was a fine uniform. I did not hate that uniform. But yeah, going back to the double stripes. So there's that.
I mean, it's not something that I think's, it's not something that's super important to me, but I do think, like a lot of things, I think it'll be really important to other people. Right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
What percentage? Oh God. Well, it just happened. I don't know, a listener just tweeted the whole thing.
What?
Said Barstool Big Cat should declare Fox Sports Knox the flagship station of Coach Dougs.
Boy, that would make some people mad.
Hey, Will. Brooks tweets at us and says maybe you all should write an open quarterback letter to Sports Radio WNML.
Oh. What's the format?
I can pull it for you. Yeah. After week three, what was it?
It was after week four, I thought.
No, it all
was heading
into
Florida.
The swamp, where he played his worst game of the season.
EA wrote JG a letter and posted it for everybody to read, and they played like absolute dog bleep. and we lost. In the one game we have to win every year. I was just trying to find the uniform stuff. So,
Volquez had the scoop, I think.
Oh, all right. Shout out to them.
Indeed.
Golly. We had the black cleats last year, or no, 2 years ago. We'll have to work better in our investigative uniform journalism department.
Coach Duggs was changing up the uniforms last night. Maybe they adopt that moving into this fall.
How so?
What were they wearing last night? They went all orange for the opener, but...
Oh, gosh. I don't remember the exact jersey combination. I think he went
white on white on white on white.
Yeah, he did wear all white shoes and white socks.
Yeah, you like the white shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just think you look faster. But you can look mean in black cleats. Like, Bama's gone black cleats, white socks forever. But there was a stretch where some of their players wore black socks. And I if you're going to wear black shoes, I'm leaning black socks with black shoes. Tennessee did that in 2005, I believe. But we had Adidas, so it wasn't nearly as cool. I just want us to look fast, look clean, look good. Like, Clemson with their white shoes, white socks, those guys just look fast. It looks like a fast team. Didn't seem to hurt them. They're winning national titles. LSU, white on white.
Good point by you.
You should mix it up all the time. Like, certain games come out in black and white, then black and black, white and white. Just mix it up. I don't know if you can this year. They might be on a cleat budget. Bring me my money. Sorry, it's just kind of funny. Saw a funny tweet.
We can't do our radio show because Twitter's hopping so much. Is this bad?
Was it fast nasty saying same radio station that had a guy living on a billboard calling this Doug's thing embarrassing?
Who did that?
Ivins. Wasn't a billboard, but
no, it was,
it was on top of a sponsor's roof.
Yeah, the first thing I saw when I tried to Google his contract negotiations that y'all were talking about was the fact that he was living on a roof, and I was just immediately out on the dude.
He was up there for like 2 days, and we won. Yeah, it was kind of funny. Kind of perfect, really.
Yeah, he kind of got us on that one, though, because by winning, it looked like it worked, but if they lost a bunch, he'd got more and more credit. He was kind of in a win-win. People wanted you to be on a billboard.
Yeah, well, I had talked about that before. Like, we talked about that the year before.
But wasn't it also non-original? There's a dude from the Cincinnati Bengals fan.
No, a guy in Knoxville did it back in the day, too.
It was the 80s.
Yeah, nice.
I don't know when the Bengals one was.
It was this past season when they didn't have any wins.
Yeah. Tennessee's dude might have been the first one to do it, honestly. I can't remember. Probably not, but maybe the first that got pub.
Tyler says he was up there for way more than 2 days. Well, like a week, wasn't it? I mean, he had a tent, like an enclosed, like big tent with power and a, you know, plugged in and stuff. It wasn't like the billboard guy that did it way back in the day.
I don't know. What did the billboard guy have?
I don't know.
Well, how do you know?
He wasn't.
You don't know, but you know? You know he wasn't?
I mean, I saw a picture of him. I just remember people posting.
He might have had a tent on the back.
He didn't have electricity.
Rob says he's going to show up at College Game Day with a screenshot of Herb Street's. There's no way we'll have football. They're not going to let that sign in. Game Day's become North Korea with that stuff.
Can't believe a video game and someone playing it has caused such an uproar in our fine mountain town. And I can't believe that I wanted to stay on the outside looking in and you drug me in. And it's kind of funny. The moment I get drug in, all of a sudden, here comes all the good stuff happening.
Oh, so you're going.
That's what I'm saying.
No, this is great. I'm your hype guy. I'm your corner guy.
I'm just saying.
You're taking the credit. It's fine.
I'm not taking the credit. I'm just saying I start getting in on the beef, and then they drop that podcast. It's like I waited until the perfect time to know exactly where to be aligned. I mean, I knew where I was aligned, but, man.
Can we broadcast the game, because it's not actually Tennessee football, right? Like we could do a
stream the Twitch?
No. We'll call the game, comment on the game, and then do voluntary action. Who's in for Sunday night?
Oh, the swamp.
I will be here.
I could probably make Sunday night.
Flagship
honestly.
Station of Coach Doug's and your.
Can we,
24,
we could, can you stream someone else's Twitch?
Is that legal?
I don't know if it's legal, but when I looked up Pardon My Takes stream last night to watch it, there were multiple streams of it stream. Being streamed on it. Stream so I have no idea how legal it is, but it is being done.
But we weren't. But are they? Were they Twitch streaming the Twitch?
Yeah,
stream?
They were literally just Twitch.
We're
streaming
doing less
the exact
than that.
Feed.
We're not even monetizing.
Mm.
You see what I mean?
So you no, yeah,
but we'd just be watching it
and then giving a radio
commentary,
call.
Commentary, yeah, radio call.
So like exactly what we did for our fake NIT
right.
bracket that was real.
People loved it when it was Tennessee.
Well, it's Tennessee again.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's football, and it's Florida in the swamp.
I'm gonna have to learn the players' names like really good.
Pua Stubb, it's just that one receiver.
All you really got to worry about is the
Vinny. I need Vinny's name.
Vincent Montesanti.
Montesanti.
See, I wish there was somewhere I could go and look at the whole roster and have it and look at the stats and everything.
You can go back to the...
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, I wish it was online somewhere.
No, if you go to Twitch and then go to their old broadcast of his very
first
broadcast...
Yes, I don't want to go... I want to be able to look at it myself.
I'm sure someone...
Study the game.
If you just Google Coach Doug's Tennessee roster, I'm sure something will pop up.
Possibly.
Anthony says, make this voluntary action happen at Fox Sports Knox.
I can get in there.
Like I said, when I go all in. Calling the game. He makes a mistake, and I'm just like, damn it.
That
Tim Priest style.
I'll be here. That'll be fun. We know we'd have people call in.
Should we do it? Let us know. Should we do it? Tweet at us at Fox Sports Knox, at Vol Rumor Mill, at Nate Hodges.
Do we know what time he's playing?
9 o'clock Sunday.
Nine
night.
Sunday. So
everybody's
game,
off
game probably
Monday
be
morning,
done. Yeah,
too.
Game probably over by 10, 10:30. They don't last very long.
Do I get to do play-by-play? Well, we wouldn't do play-by-play. We'd only do some of the play-by-play, right?
Well, no, we'd,
for
probably,
the radio audience.
We'd probably have to do all of it because we can't stream what he says unless we go app only because he, you know.
Right, right.
Well, that's what we'd do anyway.
Well, they can...
We don't have to work out the logistics of
it
on
air. They could watch the Twitch on the computer and then have the...
Like, mute that feed, and then we do our, you know...
Or just you just have them both on, you hear the game, the call of the game. The delay should be about right.
I'll think about it. Could be good. Could be good.
Oh, man. Let us know. Let us know if it's worth it. We're here for you. We're here for the 37.
And Doug's.
And Doug's. And Tennessee football. Because for once, we're on the right side
for once.
Of the university.
Feels good.
And that's the truth.
Wish that I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top. Ain't no telephone bills.
Well, it's game day. 3 o'clock kickoff. It's Jack Mack and his UConn Huskies.
He's not actually coaching them, is he?
No, that'd be great. He's just their number one fan over at Barstool Sports. And the number one Tennessee fan, Caleb Presley, will be playing quarterback.
Sir.
As Big Cat and Coach Doug's take on UConn from Neyland Stadium. Correct, Will?
Yeah, it's a home game.
Yeah, it's a home game.
All right.
I'll give Big T some credit in there as well. He's
Big T.
Big Tennessee fan.
Maybe need to rename one of the – maybe the left tackle, Big T.
Yeah, he totally should, actually.
Yeah. He said he would do more names later. He did those other ones right out of the gate on the first, so.
Probably waiting until he gets his kids in here with the next recruiting cycle.
Yeah, the offensive line's not great, so maybe that's part of it. Sheesh.
UConn.
Imagine
I think in the simulation that UConn beat Tennessee last year.
Yeah, they did.
Revenge
they did.
Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
When we went 2-10?
4-7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 11-game schedule back then.
Did they fire Butch midseason? The same record.
That being said, they did have UConn playing in the Fiesta Bowl against Florida State like 3 years ago in the simulation, so it's getting a little wild.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you like Texas, remember I told you.
If you'd like to sponsor Coach Doug's voluntary action, hit us up.
DMs are open. We'll take payment in the form of a case of beer.
Speak for yourself.
Can I hunt for an ad too?
Two cases.
That's right. I got to do a better job negotiating. Will they,
we're always open.
Will they, will they throw in a non-alcoholic beverage for Will?
We need some
Dr. Pepper. Or no, labelless water.
Labelless water.
Labelless water.
Speaking of which, I need a water brand to sponsor my videos that I'm about to start doing.
You're thinking about this all wrong. You need to start a water company and call it Labelless Water.
Genius.
And then just have a clear label on clear liquid.
And then let Houston sell it on the strip on early September game days. And
that was a great plan I had.
$1 million idea.
Bulk water on the strip. We could even print fan run labels on it. It was so cheap.
You buy two bottles, you get a fan run koozie free.
I think that's actually the exact plan.
Great minds think alike, yeah.
Really?
I legitimately think it was, yeah, it was like two waters, $2, and then two waters and a koozie was like $3. Yeah.
We're on the same page.
I got it written down somewhere.
Need a ranting voicemail played from Bear to Russell Smith during the reaction if we do it.
I haven't. Do they have takes on this? Are they in? Are they out?
I haven't heard much. I don't believe. They're definitely not as in as we are, but I actually don't know what their thoughts are.
Well, fan runs in. They better
jump on board.
I mean, the listeners want it. That's the way we roll.
He's retweeting stuff about Doug's. He's in. Bear's in.
All right. Oh, Bear is. Yeah. Sweet. Mm-hmm. See, Bear is. He's smart.
Mm-hmm.
That was really nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
He is a doctor.
He gets it.
He knows what's up. Bear at least knows when he's not in it. And then we'll ask, hey, what's the deal with this? And then, you know, like a normal person, instead of just hating on anything they don't understand. That's how we roll over here, these parts, in the deepest, darkest pit of Fan Run Radio. If you're a fairly new listener, that moniker was born out of the haters. And then the 37 is
another one.
Our crew, our listeners, our audience that was born out of the haters taking a shot saying we only have 37 listeners, as we did, 15,000 the next day or something like that?
Something like that.
Just on video, and not even counting audio.
And when you don't win and you lose, you actually just lose. It's another one.
Right.
I saw some people come at
it.
They get mad
about the loose.
Yeah, they got an article. They're like, why are you misspelling loose?
Yeah, that's great art. It's a mistake on purpose, which you only really see in great art, great songwriting, or paintings.
Making mistakes on purpose in paintings is art?
No, it's art when you do it on purpose.
Gotcha.
It's a mistake when it's a mistake. I don't know, though. Bob Ross he'd make mistakes.
Happy accidents.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he kind of.
That's the beauty of it.
Do you know they make a toaster that'll put Bob Ross's face on any piece of toast?
I've seen that. Apparently you can get your face on a toaster, too.
I think that'd be a little bit more expensive. Those aren't mass-made.
Right. No, but they have a little thing that can make them pretty quick. Fairly inexpensive. I'll get you a toaster with my face on it so that when you eat your toast, you eat my face.
Oh, no. I still don't eat bread right now.
TK has receipts on Russell Smith.
Oh, dear.
He said, you watching our new coach? Russell tweeted, nah, I'm good. LOL.
See, that's the way everyone should be. If you don't want to watch it, just say, nah, I'm good, LOL. You don't have to, you're going, oh, this is embarrassing,
embarrassing.
And stupid, and oh, we're so old.
Imagine the people that said we should keep Butch Jones saying a virtual football coach that our actual football coach has endorsed is embarrassing. Imagine being the station that said we had to keep Derek Dooley because you can't fire a coach after 2 years, despite the fact that he lost to a receiver playing quarterback at Kentucky. Imagine saying this is embarrassing. Would not.
You hate to see it.
Be me.
You hate to see it. You know, Fridays are always weird. I never know what to expect when we come into the show.
Yeah.
I didn't wake up anticipating this.
No. Mm-mm. I figured, I watched the stream last night, so I figured, oh, yeah, we'll give a little Doug's update, and then all hell broke loose. And I'm thankful for it. Content, May. Big fan.
Now it's looking like I'm coming in on Sunday night.
John Reed's already done one video from across the street from where he did the Shiano Sunday. The poll results, it's early.
I don't think it's going to be caught up.
95% yes.
How many votes, though?
42.
Hey, that's more than 37. Listenership skyrocketing.
And we didn't even put that out. That's from a listener from his account. With, you know, I don't know how many followers he has.
I did retweet it. Oh, yeah. Well, I quote tweeted it. I'll probably retweet it again here in a minute. Because sometimes you quote tweet something and people won't click the other tweet, so they won't see that it's a poll.
They just think you're making a joke about the other tweet.
Right.
Oh, man. Somebody, James replied with a LaBeouf absolutely gif. So people want it.
What's he doing these days?
He just won, I think, an award for Peanut Butter Falcon. It's a movie he made. I know it sounds dumb, but apparently it's a nice story about him and his best friend who has Down syndrome, and it's like a coming-of-age type film, I believe, is what it's about.
I might check that out. Is there a falcon in it?
I don't realize, or I don't know the reasoning behind the title, but I'm sure they address that at some point in the movie.
Maybe they don't. Some movies, they have a title, and it has nothing to do with anything. That seems like something LaBeouf would do, actually.
Yeah. What was that camera he made where people come yell at it or something?
He had...
What did he want people to film?
No, he was just protesting something, so he just stayed in the same spot with a camera on him and would yell mean things into the camera.
But and didn't then, want anybody know where... I think he was flying a flag at the same time, too.
But then he would let people come and scream into the camera.
Houston.
Yo.
You would love this film. All right. So, it plots... It follows a young man with Down syndrome who escapes from an assisted living facility and befriends a wayward fisherman on the run as the two men form a rapid bond while a social worker is trying to track them down and get the person with Down syndrome back to the home. Tyler Wyatt just
so kind of like
it's
Rain
great,
Man.
It's a great movie.
Kind of like Rain Man, but a fisherman instead of a brother.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm actually all in because John Bernthal's in it. And he is
Tyler
incredible.
Hatcher tweets in says that movie is incredible.
Yep.
Wow.
Peanut Butter Falcon.
Volunteer Griff weighs in from South Carolina, says this is the content I came to Fox Sports Knox for. App and stream only in South Carolina from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. all day. And content like this is why.
Bless you.
I mean, I feel like we're headed towards...
I want to be the flag station of Duggerton. For at least, you know, a couple weeks.
At least for the Florida game.
Yeah.
And if we win.
Oh, man.
For many more after that.
You know what? Typically, we beat Florida. Good things are on the horizon.
Can you imagine?
Unless you're Butch Jones.
Can you imagine Dougs leading the Vols in the Stormtroopers into Bryant Denny? Undefeated.
It'll be a home game this year. Is it not?
At Florida. At Alabama.
You're right. Wow. Wow. Wow.
What a juggernaut of a
schedule.
Could
be huge.
He said Alabama's a 99 overall.
Great.
Let's freaking go. So hope you have
Sunday
a great
night.
Weekend out there. Stay locked in. The Blitz is next. We appreciate you listening. We really do.
Don't embarrass yourself.
The Fan Run Radio.